Hello, good morning, and welcome to another episode of Egg Talk with me, Mark Carls.
And me, Matt Stiles.
Cool. And this week, we are going to talk about pickled eggs.
Oh.
Now, Matthew, remember when I gave you my mom's pickled egg? How did that taste? What were your initial reactions?
I wasn't sure that pickle juice and eggs were going to be a combination worth talking about. However, they were delicious.
Yeah, and you know, comes to mind is, you know, The Simpsons.
What? Yeah, absolutely. Moe Szyslak always had a jar of pickled eggs on the bar stop of Moe's Tavern. And you know, there's a bunch of episodes where they make reference to his jar of pickled eggs that nobody seems to eat.
Yeah, I remember my favorite episode was when, you know, Homer cut his thumb off, and I think Marge did it, actually. I don't remember correctly, but she, you know, she threw his thumb into the pickled egg jar to preserve it.
Right, to preserve the thumb.
It was good stuff. But what exactly is a pickled egg? I guess, you know, it's a hard-boiled egg that's cured in vinegar or brine. And I guess you can store the food for months, right, Matt?
Yeah, the pickle juice does a it's almost like pastrami. It allows the egg to be edible for a longer period of time. After the eggs are hard-boiled, they remove this shell, and they put it in a solution of, like, vinegar, spices, salt, pepper, and, you know, depending on where you get your pickled eggs from is where, you know, you get different types of brine and different types of seasoning.
You know, my professor, he threw some sriracha into his pickled eggs.
Wow.
And, you know, it gave it a nice red tint.
Nice.
And then I also heard if you keep the pickled eggs long enough in beet juice, or I guess you throw a beet in there too, the red will kind of get into the pickled egg, and you know, it'll be a bloody pickled egg.
Oh, man.
Yeah, imagine turning that into a deviled egg. That'll be, you know, the red and stuff. That'll be a real deviled egg. Nice, but what's the history of the pickled egg, Matt?
So, the pickled egg basically comes from it was a necessity to be able to have hard-boiled eggs for a really long time.
Who made this?
I believe it was the Pennsylvania Dutch. Who first innovated the pickled egg.
Interesting. Yeah. Did the the Asian episode, the Asian egg influence we spoke about, I mentioned about, you know, the 1,000-year egg.
Right.
That's kind of similar to, like, this pickling solution, right?
Yeah. So the century egg is a,
or the pidan, as some people may call it.
Yes. Is a Chinese preserved egg, and it's usually considered a delicacy. It's usually either duck, chicken, or quail. And the mixture is a little different. It's usually clay, salt, quicklime, and ash combined with rice hulls. And they leave that for a couple months, depending on the processing method.
What color is the yolk turn with the clay and stuff?
So the yolk becomes dark green or gray.
Wow. What's, like, the consistency like?
It's almost like creamy.
Ooh. Wow. So must be like a strong influence of the hydrogen sulfide and ammonia, you know?
Yes, absolutely. That's why the egg changes color, and it can be described as being translucent like and almost gelatin textured with a very salty flavor.
You know, that probably gradually raises the pH, if I don't say so myself.
Yeah, probably to around 9 or 12.
Holy smokes. That's high up there.
Yeah.
And it's out of 14, right, the scale?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow, nice. Nice. Very interesting. Well, you know, since we're on the, when did this occur? When did the, you know, we're on, this 1,000-year egg,
I think it was during the Hunan period, which was about 600 years ago in the Ming Dynasty.
The Ming Dynasty?
Yes.
Wow. So, like, but, like, how did this, did someone, like, try this? Or, like, did, like, a homeowner, like, discover duck eggs in a shallow pool of slaked lime?
I've heard that story. I think that might be accurate, yeah.
Interesting. Nice. And the people still do it today?
Yeah, well, like we mentioned earlier, it is a delicacy in the Chinese culture. And, you know, it's a great hors d'oeuvre that is usually served at special occasions. I believe it's usually served with cantaloupe and congee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool cantaloupe. That's interesting. Cool. You know, I'm sure, yeah. Now, is it a common misconception about the horse urine?
So, I did a little bit of research because we were going off on a tangent about animal urine. And that is a common misconception.
Why is that? You know, can you prove that, like, with the science?
Well, the myth is that, you know, these eggs were soaked in horse urine, which has a pH of 7.5 to 7.9. And like we stated earlier, the pH of the eggs is 9 to 12. So therefore, the process would not work because the pH levels are different.
Wow. You know what, Matt? You know, I know we're friends and all, but agree to disagree. I actually still strongly believe that they were put in a horse urine, and I'm still going to put that poll up, and people are going to vote, and you know our followers are going to give us an answer.
Sounds good.
And but since you know we're on this topic of putting eggs in weird solutions, I also heard about the Chinese pinyin, the iron egg. Talk to me about that.
So the pinyin or the iron egg is a egg from Taiwan. They are also considered a delicacy, and they hail from the city of New Taipei. They were created as a serving snack to dockhands in seaside towns. And
what do they look like?
Well, that's actually very fascinating. So usually a hard-boiled egg is white. These iron eggs are almost black in color.
Wow. Interesting. Very, very interesting. And, like, what do you... You know, are they chewy in texture?
Yeah, they are chewy.
How can they compare to standard boiled eggs?
So they're typically more flavorful, and they have a taste palette that usually can be described as sweet and spicy, slightly salty, with a concentrated egg flavor. And it's a good snack with alcoholic beverages.
Wow.
So maybe Mo Sizzlek should have been serving iron eggs instead of pickled.
Now, are these duck eggs? Or can they only be created by chicken eggs?
I believe they are of chicken, pigeon, or quail.
Wow, pigeon eggs.
Yes.
You know, that kind of want to makes me think about the baby pigeon. Remember that phenomenon that happened a few months ago on Twitter? No one's ever seen a baby pigeon.
That's true. Yeah. No, yeah.
You know, they're highly adaptive birds, and, you know, they hide in the crevices of buildings, skyscrapers in Manhattan. Yeah. And so, you know, they're very ugly pigeons. Very, very ugly birds. But, yeah, you don't see them. And if you do see one, take a picture. But let's get to the next egg. You ever hard-boil your egg in something other than water?
I actually have had something called a tea egg before.
A tea egg?
Yes.
Let me guess. You hard-boil it in tea.
That is correct.
Wow. Where is this place of origin?
It is typically a Chinese snack that you can buy from, Chinese restaurants. It's usually an appetizer. It's a snack. based food. They are also known as marble eggs because the cooking process is you crack the shell of the egg slightly and then boil it in the tea or whatever you want to boil it in, sauce or spices or whatnot. And the egg shell actually stratifies and creates a nice marble-looking texture.
Yeah, like, it can't just be tea and egg. There has to be something else in there.
There's also a spice powder that goes along with it. It usually consists of cinnamon, fennel seeds, clove, Szechuan peppercorns, and star anise.
Really?
Yes.
Kind of sounds like Chinese five spice.
I believe that's what that is. Yeah.
Wow, we gotta pick some up at the next time we're at the Asian market. So the let me guess. The boiled eggs, you remove them from the water, and then the entire shell of each egg is gently cracked all around. And then, so will smaller cracks produce more marbling?
Yes, smaller cracks will produce more marbling along the eggshell.
Interesting. Interesting. And how long do you, what do you do with them?
So, after about 10 minutes or so, the eggs are ready to be put into a prepared spiced tea liquid, and they simmer at medium heat. And that simmering allows for the spice fluid to get into the cracks and marinate the egg inside, making it, significantly changing its flavor.
Right, and talk to me about the appearance and flavor.
So, when the peel comes off, the egg should have, you know, varying degrees of color. You know, some areas of the egg will be light brown, some will be dark, because in China there are very few white eggs, they're usually brown eggs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the yolk should be yellow all the way through. Overcooking the egg isn't a problem, but, you know, you want the egg to be cooked perfectly.
Interesting. Now, but, like, and let's talk about this. Does this just happen in China, or, like, where else will it happen?
Well, that's a good question. So you have them in mainland China, where they're considered just a household treat. In Taiwan, these eggs are a fixture at, like, convenience stores.
What do you mean, like 7-Eleven?
Yeah. So, through 7-Eleven chains alone, an average of 40 million tea eggs are sold per year.
And so I'm going to go down the street to my 7-Eleven on Forest Avenue, and I'm going to find a tea egg, or no?
No, this is only in Taiwan.
Okay. Interesting.
Actually, fascinating enough, in Indonesia, Chinese tea eggs have been adopted into their culture as telur pandang, if I mispronounced that correctly, I'm sorry. And the ingredients have also slightly changed in Indonesia. The hard-boiled egg is boiled with spices and soy sauce.
Oh, really? You'd think it'd be the other way around.
Yeah.
But and do they still use black tea or?
No, they don't. They use leftover shallot skins and teak leaves, or sometimes guava leaves.
Oh, I love guava. I'm a big guava guy. And will that be a darker color?
Yes. Very dark brown. The Indonesians have even been known to use coloring agents in their tea eggs.
Interesting. Well, let's get back to some pickled eggs. You know, we got off topic a little, and what are some tips?
So some of the tips for pickling eggs. The eggs you should be clean. Small or medium-sized eggs are usually a good choice for pickling, so that the seasoning can get through and, you know, get deeper into the egg.
Okay. No, it's not. That's interesting. So, talk to me about storing these eggs.
So, after you make the eggs, they're going to require some time to season. You want to keep them refrigerated. You know, nobody likes a warm pickle juice. If the small eggs are used, it usually takes about 1 or 2 weeks for the seasoning and the flavoring to penetrate and get it all in the egg. Larger eggs, like we said before, you know, you don't want to use large eggs, but if you do, it could be up to a month before they become seasoned.
Interesting. Nice. And, you know, I'm sure you can have red beet eggs, like I mentioned earlier, sweet and sour eggs if you want to get crazy, you know, dark and spicy eggs, cidered eggs. How would I make cidered eggs?
So cidered eggs.
What would a recipe look like?
Probably about 1.5 cups of pasteurized sweet apple juice or apple cider.
Oh.
Around 1/2 cup of white vinegar. 6 slices of thin onion. 1.5 cups of salt. I'm sorry, 1.5 teaspoons of salt.
You're a salty guy.
I love salt. 1 teaspoon of pickling spice. Probably a whole garlic clove.
Nice. I want to get crazy. You know, I like putting pineapple on my pizza. Can I put pineapple in my pickled eggs?
Absolutely. That's like a Maui pickled egg right there.
Really?
Yeah. So 1 can of, unsweetened pineapple juice.
I'm in.
1.5 cups of white vinegar. 2 medium onions peeled and sliced. 1/4 cup of sugar.
That's a lot of sugar, Matthew.
It is, but it will pay off when your egg is a complete delicacy.
You're a sugary guy.
I love sugar.
I love that. Nice. Well, you know what, Matt? You know, you hooked me. Maybe I hooked you with my mother's famous pickled eggs.
They were delicious.
Cool. And you're a pickly guy.
I love pickles.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. We want to give a shout out to Ben Smith.
Always.
Our music guy. And Ben, we're not gonna send you in the mail a pickled egg, but
you're welcome to try some pickled eggs when we make them.
Yeah. So listeners out there, let's grab some pickled eggs sometime. Thanks for stopping by.